سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما جهزهم بجهازهم جعل السقاية في رحل أخيه ثم أذن مؤذن أيتها العير إنكم لسارقون. قالوا وأقبلوا عليهم ماذا تفقدون؟ قالوا نفقد صواع الملك ولمن جاء به حمل بعير وأنا به زعيم. قالوا تالله لقد علمتم ما جئنا لنفسد في الأرض وما كنا سارقين. قالوا فما جزاؤه إن كنتم كاذبين؟ قالوا جزاؤه من وجد في رحله فهو جزاؤه كذلك نجزي الظالمين. فبدأ بأوعيتهم قبل وعاء أخيه ثم استخرجها من وعاء أخيه كذلك كدنا ليوسف ما كان ليأخذ أخاه في دين الملك إلا أن يشاء الله. نرفع درجات من نشاء وفوق كل ذي علم عليم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, we are doing Surah Yusuf for a few weeks now. We reached Parah 13, Ayah, verses number 70 to 76. Just to recap the tafsir of the last week, we know there was a drought and the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam came for some grains to Egypt. And Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam was distributing the grains and the wealth. He recognized his brothers, but the brothers never recognized him. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam told his brothers, when you come the next time, must bring your younger brother Binyamin along. And the brothers requested their father Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam to send Binyamin. And Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam took a surety from them of protection. And what happened to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam when they made a false story and they did not return back with him? It must not happen with Binyamin. Remember, Binyamin and Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam were from the same mother, and the father was the same, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. The other brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam besides Binyamin They were from a different mother, but the father was the same, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. So they went back. The second trip they took Binyamin wood. And once they were entering Egypt, close to the palace of the king, their father Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam told his brothers, must enter from different doors. They were also handsome, maybe not equal to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, but they were also quite fair and handsome. The father was same Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, and he did not want Nazar to come on them. So they entered through different doors. And then when they reached the king's palace, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam recognized his brother Binyamin. And he took Binyamin one side and in privacy explained to him that I am a brother Yusuf and I want you to remain behind and stay with me. And Binyamin also had the desire to stay with his brother. Now Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he gets a wahi, a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he did not expose the secret to his other brothers that he is Nabi Yusuf and he wants to keep Binyamin behind. So he thought of a plan that the valuable cup that was used to measure the grain that is beginning to be given to the poor people, that measuring cup or mug, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam hid it in the luggage of Binyamin. He told one his house. So let's do the English translation. Verses number 70 to 76, Surah Yusuf, para 13. Later, when he equipped them with their provisions, when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam gave his brothers the grains and the food that was supposed to be given, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam placed the bowl in the camel back of his brother Binyamin alayhi salam's luggage. Then an announcer from the palace and the assistants of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam announced and shouted, O people of the caravan, you are thieves. Turning towards them, they said, what are you missing? They said, we are missing the measuring bowl of the king, and whoever brings it back shall deserve a camel load, and I stand surety for it. They said, we swear by Allah, you certainly know that we did not come to make mischief in the land, nor we are being thieves. They were children of a Nabi, and you cannot accuse us of stealing. They said, what is the punishment if you are liars? They said, its punishment is that he in whose baggage it is found shall himself be the punishment. This is how we punish the wrongdoers. All the brothers were traveling in a group form. Normally, one person in a group is implicated for some crime, then the whole group automatically gets implicated. But in this case, they made it clear that the whole group won't be implicated. On whom we find that valuable bowl, that person will be implicated. So they started searching the bags. So he started with the bags before the bag of his brother. Then recovered it from the bag of his brother Binyamin. This is how we plan for Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, is a verse of the Quran. He had no right to take his brother according to the law of the king, unless Allah so will. We elevate in rank whom so we will. And above every man who has knowledge, there is someone more knowledgeable. So they found the valuable gift in the luggage of Binyamin, and they kept Binyamin behind. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this verse that Allah gives respect and honor. Respect and disgrace is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And above every knowledgeable person, there is somebody that is more knowledgeable. وفوق كل ذي علم عليم. This verse is quite quoted when we explain the lessons of humility and humbleness. They say knowledge by nature creates some sense of pride and self-esteem in a person. A person may be studying secular education or Islamic education. In both instances, you must say it is the help of Allah that I'm able to study. There are so many people that are born mentally channeled, Down syndrome. They cannot go to school, madrasa. And if a person was accepted to study at a university, he spent 6-7 years qualified as a doctor, accountant, engineer, quantity surveyor, physiotherapist, surgeon, whatever type of profession. And another person got accepted to study Islamic studies, became the Hafiz of the Quran. 7-8 years studied in the Darul Uloom, studied the Arabic language, studied the Hadith kitabs, the Tafsir kitabs. These are all bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But must never feel proud that I am Mr. Somebody. Pride is a person refuse to accept the truth and he look down upon others. He feel I am better than others. So they say, when a tree bears fruit, the branch come down again a little bit. Similarly, a person that has knowledge, he is supposed to be humble and respect one another. Don't feel proud of themselves. And there will be somebody more knowledgeable than you. Whatever profession you chose, among the doctors also, they are people that are more qualified. You get the general GP, then you get the surgeon, you get the heart surgeon, you get the ENT doctor, different types of medical doctors you get. Similarly, amongst our respected ulama kiram, we get those that specialize in the Arabic language, the grammar, the nahwa, sarf, etc. And you get those that specialize in the knowledge of hadith, and those that specialize knowledge of fiqh, those that specialize in the Quran tafsir, there are different types of tafsir. But all these things are a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the mashayikh in the khanqa, they prescribe the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Says zikr put the noor of iman and the greatness of Allah in our heart and mind. So alhamdulillah, those that are bait to a sheikh, or if not bait to a sheikh, every day appoint a certain time to recite zikrullah in abundance. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah 300 times or 1,000 times during the day. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And also read astaghfirullah in abundance. Recite salawat and durud on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. And when we are sitting in the gathering, think everyone in the gathering is better than me. When we're reading Salatul Jama'ah, say everybody's Salah is better than my Salah. When I'm sitting in the classroom or in the masjid for a program, say everyone sitting here, they are better than me. And we must be humble and say whatever little bounties of Allah enjoy, Allah must guide us to use it correctly to go to Jannah, paradise. Now since you were speaking about Nazar, where Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam instructed his sons to enter from different doors when they're entering Egypt, close to the palace of the king. I've got the 40 hadith compilation prepared by Mufti Abdul Hussein Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-aynu haqqun, the evil eye is haqq true. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, and Abu Dawud Sharif. How authentic. Nabi Sassim said that the nazar is true. We see some good in the next person, say, Masha Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-adhi razim. Allah gave some healthy, pious, normal baby. He said, Masha Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-adhi razim. Allah gave somebody a good car, a good business, a good home, a good family, good health, say, Masha Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. We mentioned another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kalimatu tayyibatu sadaqatun. To speak a good word is sadqa. It's mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim. One is you make salam to a Muslim brother with a smiling face and ask, how are you? He replies, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah forgive our sins by making musafa. And you express your love for one another. Besides that, you give him a good word and say him something that will make him happy. Sometimes people experience some test from Allah, met up in a motor car accident, somebody fell sick in the family, somebody passed away in the family. You give ta'ziyat that Allah is rewarding your difficulty. Allah mujirni fi musibati wa hufni khairan min. Allah will reward you in this difficulty, compensate you with something better. And sometimes there's a wedding taking place in the family. And sometimes there's a divorce that is taking place in the family, a sad moment for the girl's side and the boy's side. Allah knows best. But we make dua for one another. The time is a healer. When the difficulty comes straight away, it's about difficult. But a sabr in the sadmatil ula. You make sabr at the first instance, Allah will reward us tremendously. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kalimatani khafifatani ala al-lisan, saqilatani fil mizan, habibatani inda ar-rahman, subhanallahi bihamdihi, subhanallahi al-azim. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned, these words are very easy to recite on the tongue. On the scales of good deeds, it will be very heavy on the day of Qiyamah. And these words are very much loved by Allah. Those two sentences are Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. The last hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Those fortunate ulama that studied in the Darul Uloom, and they have a Bukhari Sharif Jalsa, or the final graduation Jalsa. And this hadith is recited by the students in front of the ustads. And it's a very emotional moment that Allah has accepted them, accepted me also for 6-7 hours studying university in a Darul Uloom. And alhamdulillah, I studied Bukhari Sharif by Sheikh Ahmad Raza Ajmeri Rahmatullah Ali in Randir Madrasa Shafia. And many other ustads that taught me in the final year. Not possible to mention all my ustad's names. But from the afternoon maktab madrasa, the Afas and the Maulana that taught us, then I was in Mias from the Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mias Sahib for a few years. Then I was in Falahi Dharin, that Geshwar. Then I was in Jalalabad Miftahul Uloom 1 year by Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali. And I finished off in Randir Madrasa Ashafia. Many of my ustad have passed away. But every day I make dua for every ustad of mine. And those that are living, Allah give them good health and afiyat and guide us to follow on the footsteps of our pious predecessors. Let's make a short dua tonight. Allahu Akbar Kabira walhamdulillahi kaseera wa subhanallahi bukratu wa asila. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tasliman kaseeran kaseera. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.